Hello, everyone. Welcome to English for You. I'm Mike.
I'm Claire.
And we are here today to talk about a famous place where some famous people lived. And the good news is you don't have to even leave the country to visit this very interesting place. It says a peaceful escape into history at the Chiang Kai-shek Shaolin residence. Mm. That's right. You can visit the place where Chiang Kai-shek and I guess his wife and family, they actually lived there. It was their residence, their home. I think Chiang Kai-shek had a few homes.
Right.
Right? Yeah. When you're kind of the president of the country, you might have a few places to hang out and spend your time. And this was away from the city a little bit, maybe more of a holiday home, a weekend home, something like that. But now, of course, he's not living there anymore, so we can go and visit. And that's a pretty cool way to escape into history, or kind of to travel back in time and see what life was like for Chiang Kai-shek.
So the place we're talking about, 今天我们要讲的就是士林官邸啦。So you have probably been there already.
Oh, okay.
If you haven't, you can put that in your itinerary.
Definitely.
Next time you come to Taipei. 好，所以我们今天要讲的是漫步士林官邸，在岁月与花香中旅行。And so before getting into the article, I would like to ask you two phrases. Mm-hmm. 这个 pass by 跟 pass away 两个之间的差别是什么？其中有一个是经过，有一个是过世哦。You cannot confuse them. It will be quite scary.
Yes, I might pass by my friend without seeing them, but I don't want my friend to pass away.
No.
That would make me sad.
A peaceful escape into history.At the Chiang Kai-shek Shaolin Residence. The Chiang Kai-shek Shaolin Residence is one of Taipei's most famous historical landmarks. Located in the Shaolin District, it served as the residence of the former President Chiang Kai-shek and his wife. After President Chiang passed away in 1975, the residence remained closed for many years. It wasn't until 1996that it was open to the public.
All right. Well, as Claire mentioned, yes, many people might have visited this place. You probably know about it. Is it the kind of place that schools might go, like your class
Definitely.
Might go when you're younger, that type of thing? Or maybe you've gone on the weekend, or maybe you had visitors, you know, tourists come to Taiwan. You're showing them around. This might be an interesting place to take them. Yeah. As it says, the Chiang Kai-shek Shaolin Residence, that's the official name. So if you're looking for it on Google Maps or something, you can type that in. It says the Chiang Kai-shek Shaolin Residence is one of Taipei's most famous historical landmarks. Well, that's already a good reason to go.
Right. I've heard of it, this place for a very long time, but I just never go there.
You've been busy. You've been busy. Yeah.
I just went to the Shaolin Night Market. Next time I will go, I will do this and then night market.
To be fair, the night market has more delicious food. That is true. The gee pie at the night market is better than the gee pie at Chiang Kai-shek Shaolin Residence.
Probably cannot find any.
No.
Okay, so here we see residence, 它是指一个名词，是指官邸、住所或是宅地的意思。那这个士林官邸呢，是在台北其中一个非常著名的历史地标。那历史上的这个是 historical， 它跟 history 很像嘛，还是它变成形容词了？那 landmark 就是指地标的意思。
Mm-hmm. But that's actually a really good idea. We could go to the residence in the afternoon and then go to the night market for dinner.
Yeah.
Do a whole day of fun in Shaolin. Because, of course, that is where it is. As you probably know, located in the Shaolin District, which is, you know, right next door to Taipei City, it served as the residence of the former President Chiang Kai-shek and his wife, Madam Chiang Kai-shek, Song Mei-ling, right? Is that Song Mei-ling?
I think so. 好，所以这个地方呢，它是指它是前总统蒋介石或是蒋中正所住的地方。好，在哪里呢？士林 District 嘛，这个 District 就是指区或是行政区，它是 serve 作为他们之前的住所。
Mm-hmm. But of course, don't worry, they're not home anymore, so you won't be bothering them. It says, after President Chang passed away in 1975, the residence remained closed for many years. Interesting. So his wife didn't live there, I guess, right after he died. I think she moved to America and lived in New York. I think she was like 105 years old or something crazy when she died, but she didn't live there much longer after he died in 1975, so that's why it remained closed for many years. Maybe, you know, it's a sign of respect. We don't want people to just move in and start living there. Also, maybe they didn't know what to do with it, right? Because maybe his son or other people didn't want to live there. So yeah, it was closed also, meaning you, tourists, normal people, we couldn't visit it for a really long time.
Right. 很多年呢，不是一开始就开始开放了。 那这边看到了，刚刚 Parkquist 的解答，过世呢，我们通常不会用 die 啦，因为 die 就是很难听嘛。那你会用比较文雅一点的说法，就会用 pass away。不过要特别小心啊，很多学生就会跟 pass by 搞混嘛。pass away 是指说 away 就是指到很远的地方，所以你已经到了很远的地方，不会再回来了，就是过世。pass by 呢是指经过，因为 by 是指旁边靠近嘛。好，所以 pass by 是指经过。
Okay, so the residence was closed for quite a long time, it turns out. It wasn't until 1996, more than 20 years later, that it was opened to the public. So they kind of fixed it up, kind of turned it into a museum type thing, and they opened it up to the public saying, hey, come on in, look around, you know, you can buy a ticket, maybe go to the gift shop, but learn about Chiang Kai-shek's life, especially his life there at that residence.
And you can learn a lot about the history.
Yeah, it's not kind of cool.
好，所以这边看到了 it wasn't until 点点点 that 的句型，它是指直到才怎么样，所以直到了1996年呢，它才对外开放哦。好，那我们刚刚看到了几个重点单字，首先呢，看到 historical 呢是指历史上的或是攸关历史的，它是一个形容词，是从你各位的那个 history 历史这个名词来的。 So for example, historical films often teach lessons about human nature. Historical films 呢，就是电影，历史的电影。历史电影呢，常常传达关于人性的教训。 好，那下一个单字是 landmark， 它是一个名词，表示地标。那这个单字呢，其实把它可以拆成两个部分嘛。首先是 land， 然后再来是 mark。land 就是指土地的意思，地点。那 mark 本身动词，它有标示、标记的意思，所以就变成地标。So for example, when we talk about landmark, we think of Taipei 101, right? Taipei 101 is a famous landmark in Taiwan. 台北101呢，是台湾著名的地标。 好，那下一个片语就会是我们刚刚说到的 pass away， 它是指过世。好，so for example， when Jason's grandfather passed away， the whole family gathered to share memories and support one another。 当 Jason 的祖父过世时，全家人聚在一起分享回忆，彼此扶持。
The residence has a simple yet elegant design and includes four main structures. The main building is a plain two-story building painted dark green. It's said that this color helped make the residence less visible from a distance. The guest house functioned as a place to welcome important visitors. The Victory Chapel was the place where President and Madam Don attended worship services. The Tsuyun Pavilion, built in memory of President Zhang's mother, offers a quiet place for visitors to enjoy the surrounding nature. Today, the Chiang Kai-shek Shirling residence is not only a place to explore the past, but also a popular spot for walks and taking photos. Walking through it gives visitors a closer look at the Chiang family's daily life and the political history they shaped.
All right, so let's say we are lucky enough to visit the Chiang Kai-shek residence there in Shilin. What would we find? What kind of home does a president live in? That's a good question. It says the residence has a simple yet elegant design and includes four main structures. Wow, so already we know there's four main structures or four different buildings. It's not just one really big house like you might imagine. There's four different buildings, and it's got a simple yet elegant design. I think, when I think of Chiang Kai-shek, he wasn't like a fancy guy, right? He wasn't always wearing like, you know, rings and crowns or anything like that. He was a pretty serious guy, kind of lived an army style life, you know? He was not a fancy person with luxuries. So it's a simple yet elegant design, which I think fits his personality.
Right, they don't like to show off too much.
Not too much, no.
好，所以这边我们在讲那个官邸的设计呢，它是简单却典雅哦。好，这边看到了一个形容词 elegant， 就是指典雅的。那包含了四栋的主要建筑在这个士林官邸里面。那剧透一下，我们等一下会四个详细的讲。那先告诉你一下，这四个主建筑呢，主要会是第一个是深绿色的正馆主建筑，那他们也有招待所 the guest house， 那也有凯歌堂哦 the Victory Chapel。好，最后一个呢会是慈云亭。
Mm-hmm. And now let's look at those different structures or buildings. The main building is a plain two-story building painted dark green. So not too fancy. It's plain. It's not too big. It's two stories or two floors. And it was this interesting color of dark green.
Okay. 好，在这边就说到这其中主建筑呢是一栋漆成深绿色的朴素两层楼建只有两层楼 two-story. 这个 story 不是指故事的意思这边是指 two floors 的意思两层楼。
Yeah, and a green building, that's a little unusual, right? I mean, you might expect it to be white or something like that. So why green? It said that this color helped make the residents less visible from a distance. He's kind of trying to hide that building.
Right. I guess if you are a president, you don't really want everyone, of course everyone knows is where you live probably, but you don't want anyone to be able to like spot your house from a distance and be like, I want to see what you're doing.
That's true. And I guess also at the time they were in maybe in danger of attack from China. So airplanes flying over, you know, dropping bombs. If they can't see the building, it makes it, as you say, safer for him to live there.
Right. And if there are a lot of trees surrounding it, it kind of blends.
Kind of hides in the trees. Good point. Yeah.
就说到 It's said that 据说呢这种颜色有助于让官邸在远处不那么显眼好所以看到了几个重点字哦 visible 它是一个形容词看得见的那 from a distance distance 是距离嘛所以从那个远距离观看从远处
Alright so that main building I guess was kind of like the house where he and his wife would live but they had the other buildings too so let's look at those the guest house functioned as a place to welcome important visitors so maybe ifyou know, presidents from other countries were visiting, they could stay there, or if they were having meetings and official, you know, official activities as his, you know, as part of his job as president, they would do that stuff in the guest house.
Function as 就是功能作为，他们就有一个招待所啊，就是接待一些重要的政治人物啊。
All right. There was also this other building, the Victory Chapel. That was the place where President and Madame Chiang attended worship services. That's right. They were Christians, weren't they? So a chapel is kind of like a small church. So that's where they would go and pray and sing hymns, you know, do their worshiping, do their religious activities.
So that's so nice that they have a chapel in the residence.
Yeah, you don't have your own chapel at home?
No,
I thought everyone had their own chapel. No, that's a very interesting thing to have for sure.
好，这个 chapel 呢，它是指小教堂。你想说，哎，我不是背了 church 吗 ？Church 是指比较大的那种，就大家就是几百个人，或是上次上千的人一起去那边祈祷的地方。但 chapel 通常是比较小的。我记得我之前在美国读书的时候，大学里面就是叫做那个小的教堂 chapel。好，那凯歌堂呢是蒋总统与蒋夫人参加礼。By worship 的地方。
Now one more building, remember? The Qiyun Pavilion? Okay, what you said, the Qiyun Pavilion, apologies, built in memory of President Chiang's mother, offers a quiet place for visitors to enjoy the surrounding nature. Oh, isn't that nice? So I guess it's not where his mother's body would be or her bones or something. Mm. It might just be built sort of because his mother loved this kind of garden. It's a quiet place. It's a peaceful place. And it's probably also a beautiful place too for a nice walk on a sunny day. And you know, a good way to kind of get away from the busyness of his life and his work. Mm. He can go to the pavilion, show visitors around, beautiful gardens, and just, you know, like a small personal park in the middle of the city.
嗯，所以我们就学到了其中
第四个
建筑呢，就是慈云亭啊 ，pavilion。pavilion 通常是指公园或是花园中的小亭或是阁。那慈云亭呢，是建造起来呢，是为了要纪念蒋总统的母亲。那我们会用 in memory of somebody， 就是为了纪念某人，提供游客这个安静欣赏周围自然的地方。好，那这个周围的附近的就会用 surrounding。
嗯。So,
This reminds me of the Taj Mahal.
The Taj Mahal in India.
Right, because it was also built, it was built by a king in memory of his beloved wife.
That's
after
true.
She passed away. So
that's true.
They both built this in memory of someone they loved.
Very true, but the Taj Mahal is much, 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 much bigger.
Yeah.
Much, much, much bigger. but yes, you're right. Building something in memory of someone as a place to go, to remember them and to show respect is something that powerful people often do. It says today the Chiang Kai-shek Sherlin residence is not only a place to explore the past, but also a popular spot for walks and taking photos. Because I'm sure, yeah, there's beautiful grounds, beautiful gardens, lots of places to take photos. You can probably find people taking wedding pictures there almost any sunny day. So it's a good place to go, and it's not all history. You can also enjoy the natural beauty you can find there.
So you can go to the beach and take photos. You can see the word explore. It's about research, 但在这边呢，是指说游览或是探索这个地方。
But of course, it is also a way to experience history for yourself. As it says, walking through it gives visitors a closer look at the Chiang family's daily life and the political history they shaped. I've never been there, but I do remember at the Chiang Kai-shek Memorial Building, right, in the middle of Taipei, they also had Chiang Kai-shek's dressing gown and his slippers.
Oh.
And I remember being like, hey, that's what he would wear when he gets up to go to the bathroom at night. Isn't that interesting? So it is kind of strange, you know, seeing these famous people. I mean, his face is on the money and, you know, in pictures and history books, but you actually get to go and see where they slept, where they ate lunch, where they took a bath, that kind of
thing.
That's
so intimate.
It is kind of interesting though, because they're just like normal people, just very, very powerful.
好，所以这边看到了 political, 它是指形容词政治的。所以我们就说啦，走在其中能让游客更贴近蒋家日常生活，比如说刚刚麦就说你在那个张开学 ，Is it Memorial Hall that you saw the flip flop?
Yeah.
Okay.
Slippers, not flip flops.、
Ah,
hey, he's Chiang Kai-shek.
Okay.
He didn't wear flip flops. They were fancy slippers.
Okay. 他还可以看到那个他们穿的那些凉鞋，然后跟他们行塑的政治历史。好，那刚刚呢看到的这个单字是 visible， 它是指看得见的、可见的。就我们就学到啊，那个主建筑是深绿色的嘛。那深绿色是为了要什么呢？就是为了要让它在远处不容易被看见。好，那看得见的呢 ，visible， 它是用vi 这个字首加上 aible 这个能够的字根，所以眼睛加上能够，所以就是看得见的。So for example, the stars are visible on a clear night. 晴朗的夜晚可以看见星星。好，那下一个单字 surrounding， 它是一个形容词，表示附近的、周围的。它的片语呢，通常会用 be surrounded by something， 就会是被点点点环绕。好， so for example, the hotel is surrounded by tall trees and mountains. 这间饭店呢，被高大的树木和山环绕。好，下一个单字呢是 explore。explore 呢，它有动词表示研究或是探讨，但是在这个文章里面呢，我们会是用游览或是探索的意思。So for example, we explored the city on foot during the weekend. 周末呢，我们徒步探索这座城市。 好，那下一个单字是 political。 political 呢，它是一个形容词，表示政治的。它其实呢，看到AL 字根嘛， AL 字根呢是形容词的，表形容词的字根。好，那它其实是从 politics 政治来的。那比如说政治人物呢，你可以说 politician。 好，那定句呢， He avoids political arguments with friends。 He's very smart， 他避免和朋友争论政治。好，那下一个片语看到 from a distance， 它是指从远处的意思。好，因为 distance 呢，它是指距离嘛，所以你从那个很遥远距离看，就是从远处。So for example, we could see Taipei 101 from a distance while walking along the Riverside Park. 我们沿着河滨公园散步时，能从远处看到台北101。好，最后一个片语呢，会是 in memory of somebody， 就是指为了纪念某人，因为 memory 就是指纪念呢，回忆的意思。So for example, the song was composed in memory of his mother. 他这首歌呢，是为了纪念他的母亲而创作的。那今天的 Language in Focus 我们要讲的是据说。据说呢，你会用的句型是 it 加上 be 动词，加上 said, believed, reported 或是 thought， 然后呢，后面再加一个名词子句 that 主词加动词。这个是什么意思呢？ It is said 就是指据说，那据信呢就会是 It is believed， 那据报道 It is reported， 那被认为呢是 It is thought。 那它是用来做什么的？是用于表达客观的事实或是众人的意见或说法。那它搭配使用的动词呢，具有陈述或是报告的性质。你就想嘛，原本的句子是 people say 或者是 I said， 那现在呢变成 It is said， 变得更客观，用了一个被动式。那句中的 it 呢是虚主词哦，不代表任何的意思。那 that 所引导的名词子句才是真正的主词，所以主要的内容呢，主要的意思你要从那个子句去看。好，所以 for example 文章我们看到了 it is said that this color helped make the residents less visible from a distance。 所以据说呢，据说什么东西，就看到后面我们在讲那个深绿色啊不显眼这件事情。好，那另外一个例句我们看一下。It is said that this restaurant serves the best noodles in town. 据说这家餐厅的面是镇上最好吃的。所以有没有听起来很客观？不是我说而已，是据说大家都这么说，这家餐厅的面很好吃。
For you chat. Alright, so our chat question is about famous places that famous people lived. In other words, have you ever visited a historical house or residence before? What was it like?
Last summer, I went to France and I visited Palace of Versailles.
Versailles
Gong. Yeah, it was very beautiful. Because there is a huge garden, and also in the palace you can see a lot of fancy decorations.
Very fancy.
Jewelries before they got stolen.
That's true. Some of them did get stolen. Do you remember who lived there?
Louis the
14th, I think. He built it.
Okay.
And then
later
kings, that's true. That's a very famous one to visit, of course. If you go to England, you might visit. I don't know if, yes, I think you can get a tour of Buckingham Palace, where King Charles III lives. But of course, Windsor Castle, which is a popular place, is a place that the Queen used to love spending time. And even the famous Tower of London, which is more famous for being a place where people got their heads cut off, but kings and queens also live there. And that's just two countries we've mentioned. What about you? Have you visited some interesting historical places where kings, queens, presidents, or maybe other people lived at certain times? Talk about that, or maybe talk about a place you would love to visit in the future, and we'll be back with more on this interesting topic of Chiang Kai-shek's shill and residence tomorrow.
Stay tuned. 好，所以喜欢今天主题吗？别忘了按赞、订阅、分享我们的 YouTube 频道和 Facebook 哦。
拜
拜，明天见。